Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hello, this is Captain Poodle speaking. Are you ready to find love?
Yes, ahoy, matey.
Love.
Do-do-do-do.
Exciting and new. Go online. They're catfishing you.
Shocker.
Fiancé.
Soon you'll be flying to parts unknown.
90-day Beyoncé.
Marrying someone you've only met on your phone.
Be they French or Chinese, a brand new K-1 visa's the key.
Ooh, the key to what, Poodle?
To love. It's 90-day gate, let's love.
You said
no.
I don't
I'm
know
not
who
letting
Brandi,
it slide.
I don't know who Brandi Carlile is.
Y'all, okay. So I told Poodle that today I'm feeling it from that Brandi Carlile song, The Joke. It was my father was watching The Voice today. And so which by the way, I've had so many of you reach out because you knew my dad was starting chemo this week. This morning was not what we wanted anticipated. We had a little pooping problem and
Stay strong.
You know, you really feel like you're an adult when you've stuck your finger up your father's butt. So that's where I am on that one. But I appreciate
Couldn't you get someone.
you know what? It really is like someone with a baby. Like when shit goes down, literally, you don't have time to call anyone.
No.
You're putting on a glove and you're praying to Judy. But anyway, y'all have reached out, so many of you, and it's been very, very sweet. And I'll just never forget it. It was very, 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 very kind. But anyway, so that joke, that song, The Joke, is in my head.
The Joke.
The Joke. It was playing on The Voice. And then I watched Brandi Carlile. And then I found a cover of Kelly Clarkson that I posted on my Facebook because I was just feeling it. And then Poodle said, what did you say, Poodle, when I said that?
I said, remember when I asked you to go to that Brandi Carlile concert? And you said, I don't know who that is. Ask somebody else.
That did not happen.
I swear to God.
No, I swear to God. Do you think that happened? But you would not go to a concert like that and not try to bring someone you could fuck.
I think Be you're real. Right, but yes. I think I asked you because they couldn't go at the last minute. And you still said, no, I can't go. I wound up taking some girl who I knew.
Well, I was late to the party because I didn't know about her until the Grammys. It was actually my friend Julie Fiore who told me about her because she lives in Austin.
You weren't paying attention to my life.
Fair.
I knew about Brandi Carlile like 12,
you know,
13 years ago.
You post things talking about like oeuvre d'oeuvres and all this. And I'm just sometimes I don't notice.
Well, maybe I have a little bit of foresight for trends, just a hair.
I thought you were going to say foreskin. And I went, you've had a lot of foreskin.
Enough to make my own, like, I could make my own, like, little foreskin muffler.
Oh, yes. You could have that emperor hat, like in Star Wars. Good.
Y'all, this is 90 Day Gays. Where are we?
We're pumped up because we're excited.
It's a new season. I got a new attitude.
I got a good for my attitude.
Your voice breaking there was really nice.
Oh my God. I'm so glad.
I'm so glad to be done with those fucking other way couples.
It's true. Although, shout out, by the way, shout out to Nurse Casey and Nurse Tracy, because they're my dad's chemo nurses that I was talking to them today outside. And
Casey and Tracy,
one's an older one and one's younger. She's like, we're fighting over your dad. We love him. And
wow.
But she said, what do you do? And I was telling her, oh, I have a podcast. And she asked, and I said, oh, 90 Day Gays. And she said, oh, my God, how hot is Yazin? And I went, yeah, he is really hot. And I said, but have you seen his brother? And she was like, no. And I said, girl, you don't even know. And then we ended up having that's what I love about doing this podcast is you find people everywhere.
Yeah.
Isn't that always surprise you how many people watch this fucking show?
Even my daily, when I'm coaching, when they do find out what my kind of side work is and I do a podcast and they always say, what's it about? And I'm like, we talk about 90 Day Fiancé and we do a Southern Charm. And they're like, stop. I love that show. I go all the way back. I've been watching it forever. And or like when I've been in an Uber and I mentioned I do a podcast and a 75-year-old woman who's driving around who's got like big, big goggle glasses says, I love that show.
Andre, he's sexy, but he gets so angry. Anyway, we have a good time. We're happy to see new blood. It's just
so I'm so happy.
So happy. What are our announcements, Poodle? Because I was emailing.
Let's jump in. Y'all, we have something we've been talking about since we started this podcast.
We have?
And we've just never have. I like it.
I don't even remember this. What is this announcement?
Y'all,
tell
me. We have a crossover with Watch What Crappens.
Oh, I forgot.
They've been our friends.
Watch What Crappens.
And it's not anything 90 Day. It's not anything Bravo. We're watching what seems like, we haven't watched it yet. We both still have to watch it. The terrible, assumingly terrible Netflix movie Holiday, starring Emma Roberts and some kind of guy who is like a Hemsworth light.
Hot guy with abs whose agent is an old man who used to be popular.
Because let's be honest, we know it's not going to be good.
Because I think we mentioned this before, but for some of you who don't know, Ronnie is the reason why Jake and I are doing this. Because Ronnie was my improv friend, and then Jake met, and then we met, we became all mutual friends years ago. And Ronnie was like, You guys have something special. Y'all should do this. And honestly, shout out to Ronnie, because Ronnie was like, we were like, this show doesn't work. This people are saying this, whatever.
He was like, keep doing it.
And he was like, keep fucking going. Just keep doing it, which is really where we developed Keep Going Queens. And honest, because we just kept going.
No, it's true. That was and we're like, if you don't know what to write, say, keep going, you queens.
So really, shout out to Ronnie. And Ben, I'm going to really try not to talk too much about Ina Garten with Ben, because I mean, you love her too. And it could be a very long gap, and Ronnie would be like so annoyed. So we'll try not to do that.
And if Ronnie would not have suggested, if I didn't trust him, because the idea of doing a podcast with you was repellent. So if he would not have kept on me, I might have not ever done this at all.
You guys just need to do it. You mean I'll find it. Anyway, we're so excited. We wanted to do a Christmas show that got canceled because, well, I'm in Oklahoma.
You were rich inside your dad's butthole.
Yeah, exactly. And now I don't even think I can fly home, depending on how California does.
It came out.
Spoiler alert, no, not you. We're still waiting.
No, we're still waiting. Please update us.
I made him some cabbage tonight, so I hope that helps. Y'all,
I don't think we should talk about bathroom humor on the show. I've decided.
I love bathroom humor, personally. I love stories of people uncontrollably shitting on themselves.
I don't know. It just makes me nervous.
Oh, I think it's so funny. If you can laugh at it. I mean, obviously, if it's embarrassing, don't tell us.
I agree. I like it that I say that. And then we talk about cum all the time.
No, if you shit on yourself and you think it's fun, it's come at us. Come at us on Twitter or Instagram, or come at us in the Sissy Squad, which is, it's paused right now.
We're paused right now. We're retooling a bit.
We're retooling a bit. But we have fun in there. We have a lot of fun in there. And again, a lot of you sissies have reached out about my dad this week, and it's very sweet.
And don't worry, we'll be coming back on Friday.
Yes, and we have a little survey that you can take, just because we want to make a squad for all, not a squad for few. So that's kind of like our kind of new motto in going into this, is really just really trying to, we can't embrace everybody, but we can sure as hell try. So anyway, that will give us good feedback so we can be a better Facebook group. So I know it's separate.
And that's our goal. We kind of want to be the best group. We want to be the most loving, the most supportive group.
It's like superheroes. We really do want to try to, we really listen to everybody. And, you know, even when people come at us and they aren't the kindest, the way they come at us, I really try to, like, they're hurt or frustrated. And that's not about me. That's their thing. So I try to just take their information, because the information is what we want. And that information without emotion is how we grow. So
I'm doing a Brené Brown on you.
Information without emotion is how we grow. So this is a great time to take information and be a better squad.
Amen.
Amen.
The other thing, you guys, December 4th, Friday, was the end of our Come Name Us.
And y'all fucking did.
Y'all, we had over 1,500 submissions, and some of them were really, really good. Some of them just made me laugh.
I think we have to go through them still. Some of them, I think we're not going to choose them, but we still have to call them out.
Because they're so good.
They're so good.
I thoroughly enjoy it. Maybe we'll have this whole week, maybe we'll just do Come Name Us
We'll see. We were going to put it up, y'all, earlier for you to vote. I'll be honest. I don't want to get into it too much, because it is his business necessarily and not mine. It's been a very, hands-on with my dad for like the last 5 or 6 days, and Poodle, God bless his soul, it's kind of taken all my time, and we didn't have time for me to look at the list and put it up. So we're going to try to get it up by the end of the week. It's just, I shout out to all the caregivers out there, because I really, it's a.
We're going to do it next week, December 14th. That's what I.
Oh, okay. I don't even remember. Y'all, Poodle's
you
having
would
to.
Just let me talk.
Poodle's having to correct me continuously, because I don't know what's going on.
Even
and it
more
bothers
than
me.
Normal.
Because normally I know a little bit of what's going on, but I'm just, I'm beyond.
You're like a big dumb bear lost in the woods.
Somebody should start a caregivers sissy subgroup, because that shit is overwhelming. I'm not, because I don't have time. Anyway.
lastly, we are doing our Patreon by Curious at the $8 level this week is Real Housewives of Salt Lake City. We were going to do it last week. You know, shit went down.
Again, it was me. I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's all right. It's all right.
Shit didn't go down.
We will be doing, it's true, it stayed up in there, watching, like holding on for dear life, going, I don't like heights. No, thank you. I do like bathroom humor.
It's really crazy how it's like toddlers who need to poop. Have you ever been around a toddler that needs to poop but can't and is trying to poop?
Dance.
And they get like poo-poo dance, and they get anxiety, and they start cold sweating. That's what happens when you're 70 years old and can't poop too. It's kind of weird. It's like the circle of life. This made you uncomfortable. Let's move on.
I'm really, really concerned that's going to be me with Mother Poodle.
Oh, for sure. Jaybird, I can't get my motion.
My motion. I don't think I'd be able to handle that. I think I would have a moment if I had to stick my finger up my mother's butt.
I know
just be a mole. You know what? She'd never let me. I can tell you that now. She'd never let me.
My mother said she's not going to let me do that. I think maybe it's because my dad, also has a, it's getting better, but he had a bed sore. So we've been dealing with that too.
Yeah.
So you just, I don't know. I think it's different if a guy, my mom, that she would not like that, but I'd do it.
So you guys, that episode is going to be airing, the episode we're going to be talking about is airing the 9th of Real Housewives of Salt Lake City on Bravo.
The episode airs on Wednesday the 9th, so we'll be recapping that and we'll be and putting it up
on Friday.
Or before the next episode airs.
Okay. And y'all, we got Plathville coming up this week. It's like a huge episode at the $5 level Patreon. Plathville, Moriah is introducing that hunk, Max.
Yes.
And yo, he got a big old dick. Max got a big old dick.
Max got a big old dick.
He's cute. There's something about him.
You know what he is? He looks like, he reminds me of, which you probably don't know who this is. Again, I'm scared because we're going to talk about sports. I had one of our sissies, a male sissy.
He's a little John Cena to me.
I'm going to say he reminds me kind of like a way, he's cute like the way Baker Mayfield is cute.
I know who Baker Mayfield is.
You do?
Yes.
How?
Oklahoma quarterback.
I'm sure. Well, now he's Cleveland.
I'll tell you why. Because he's hot.
He's hot. Now he's on Cleveland. But don't you think Max kind of has that? He looks like a hot college quarterback, doesn't he?
Yeah, he does. He has a very chiseled face.
Yes, he really
does. I'm uncomfortable talking about this.
He's over age.
I know. It's just weird because Moriah is dating him and she's 16.
Well, maybe she's 17. She is. Oh, he is over age.
He's like 20 something.
Oh, boy.
I don't know if we should just make our we can't latch on someone. Oh, they're of age.
They're of age.
Let them live.
So, y'all, I want to jump into this and just say chef's kiss to, first of all, chef's kiss to the way they rolled out this first episode. They did not deluge us with random people we did not know. This is genius.
Oh, we didn't talk about who we're talking about first. Are we just kind of going in order? I realize.
Yeah, we're going in order.
Okay, great.
I kind of made an executive decision. Yeah, we're going in order.
Yeah, y'all, Poodle's brain is running the ship right now, and I'm scared because I just can't.
How dare you?
Actually, no, I've said it before. I have the best business partner in podcasting.
Oh, you're so sweet. We might
the bitchiest, too.
Yeah, I'll admit to that. We might skip around just because I want one new person and one old person. We're probably going to do this as a two-parter just because I think we're going to go on because I think we're going to really go into these people.
Can I talk about Rebecca today, please?
Yeah,
I can't
to. I think we'll do Brandon and
Rebecca
and Julie and Rebecca and Zied.
And we'll see where we are. Okay, great.
And we'll see where we are if we need to split into two-parter. You guys, we only did four couples in this first episode,
which was so much.
We only did four couples, but it was 2 hours.
It was so much information.
Yeah.
It's always, again, when you're watching season two, so much happens so much quicker in these episodes of 90 Day Fiancé.
But I love it that they gave us two couples who we did not know, Brandon and Julia, and then, Jovi and Yara. And then they gave us, they're going to be my favorite couple this season. I can just tell you that right now. Yara, if you're listening, can I join your fan club? Can I take a class?
I knew you were going to love them because I know that a part of you, I know you've had sex with a guy like Jovi when you went to school at LSU. Oh.
Looks like fucking Tim Curry on acid. He does. You know, my first thing I said when I saw Jovi is teeth. Teeth. That's a mouthful of chompers, y'all.
But you also saw those lips.
Oh, those are big old DSLs. Those are big old fish lips.
Oh,
I was
God.
Like, Finding Dory, come get your boy. He's every Cajun guy.
Is he? I've never been with a Cajun guy. I don't know any Cajun men.
This is not offensive to he's worse than Cajun. Not saying that Cajun is bad, but like more country than Cajun. He's Bayou Cajun.
Oh, when he says I'm from the bayou.
Yeah, it gets pretty inbred down there, just to be honest. Really? You marry first cousins, second cousins.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Bayou sissies come at us. You know it's true. I went to school in LSU, and I taught all these bayou kids. And they had no problem with telling me that their parents were first cousins.
And you never made out with one of your students?
I made out with one of my students' roommates once.
Okay,
More than made out, let's just
say. You fucked?
Yeah. And I was like, can we not keep this? He's like, oh, no, I'm telling him.
And did you wake up the next morning and, like, see your student? And you're like, hi.
It was really uncomfortable. Yeah.
Get an A.
But, yeah, right? And this guy was so – the guy was so strange, too. So we got – all, and we also got Big Mike and Natalie, you guys. Crazy Natalie. Mike, do you love me?
Mike, do you?
And I've heard.
Are you going to be nice to me?
She's not here tonight, but.
Did you get a Olga, raven?
Cousin Olga sent me a raven. As per usual, it flung itself against the window and fell to the ground dead.
And so.
That means we can expect her soon.
Okay. Because also, I know if there's a cigarette butt in its beak, that's different than when the cigarette butt's in its ass, right? Yeah, was this ass or beak?
This was beak, and that means I can expect her soon.
Oh, what does butt mean?
That means she needs more money for Plan B.
Oh.
And so okay. I just send her some.
What is Ukrainian Venmo called?
I just send her some rubles. I'm sure it's a different currency, so Ukrainian sissies can come at me. So these are the four. We're also going to get treated to Hazel and Tariq, who are going to have an open relationship.
Yes, because y'all, Hazel's a bi. She's a bisexual.
Yeah, which is cool. It's going to be the first one. Tariq looks questionable with that that mountain man beard.
I don't know. He's kind of handsome to me. You know, he tugs at my heartstrings.
But you've seen him with that beard. It's a little much. We've also got some sketchier people. I don't really know even who their names are. But those are the rest. Those are returning couples.
They're all new people. Yeah. So let's jump in. Do you want to jump into Brandon and Julia?
Yep. And there is some type of cougar woman.
I think she's going to be my favorite.
She's ridiculous.
I don't know her name. I forget it, but I want to call her Eleanor.
Let's jump into Brandon and Julia, y'all.
Brandon's 27. He looks 14, and he looks like he's related to Poodle.
You know what? Someone actually sent me a DM and said, you kind of look like Brandon.
You're like handsome men who would also look really good in drag.
And also men who could also be mistaken for ventriloquist dummies. That is our whole.
Or if you gained weight and shaved your face, lesbian.
We could both be lesbians. Yeah.
Yeah. Because like the video, the picture that his parents posted on findyourfarmer.com or farmerfuckers.
Farmers only.
Farmersonly.com.
I prefer farmerfuckers.
When he's holding the goat, I thought it was a woman.
He's a sensitive boy, sensitive looking boy.
No, I don't mean that it's degrading. I just mean his features are very.
And that's not degrading. Many men have enjoyed that for me. So I wrote this down. If you wanted the cringe factor of I love a mama's boy from the parents, plus the intrigue of 90 Day Fiancé, this is the couple for you.
I actually wrote, are they on the wrong show? I actually wrote that.
Especially with the mom and the dad. Like they're, but the mom is a special breed. She's going to be a delight this season.
Oh, y'all.
Her name is Betty.
Betty. Of course it is. Betty's going to fuck with everything. Now, y'all.
Poor Julia.
Brandon is 27. He works in, he's from Virginia, and he works in pest control. He's a pest control tech, and he likes it.
Because he likes to crawl under houses, which, no thank you. I'm not crawling under no fucking house.
My dad won't. Yeah, he's claustrophobic. He won't do it.
That's like the worst thing in the world to me.
He can't even crawl. Do MRIs. Can you do MRIs?
Well, I did when I had the coma. I did not like it, but unlike your father, I didn't get an open MRI. So, you know, I guess he has connected.
Well, we had to go to a different place because he tried to get an MRI the first one, and he crawled out and said, "Fuck you, motherfucker!" and tore his robe off and walked naked down the hall. And then he almost fell because his calcium was away, and I had to come get him and calm him down. And then he said, "Matt, we're in a drug warehouse. I'm on drugs."
You know, I'm laughing, but I'm also crying inside. But I'm also laughing.
You've got to laugh at it. So anyway, y'all, he'll still say, we were driving today. Sorry, I love my father. I'm talking about my dad a lot today. It's my life. But we were driving on the highway, and I was like,
"Driving down the highway."
And I said, "Dad, have you talked to so-and-so?" He's like, "No, I didn't see her." And, well, I saw her like a month ago when I was in that warehouse. Boy, she was high as fuck. And I went, "Dad, that wasn't real." Like, you know, still think I told him he needs to write it down like you did, and he won't.
My coma, y'all, the dreams that I had in my coma were so real. Because when you're in a coma, everything becomes your reality.
Y'all, and Jake was in a coma for 3 weeks, just so you know. He had SARS like 7 years ago.
Yeah. Was it SARS? It was,
H1N1.
H1N1, not SARS.
Whatever. MRSA.
No, you don't want MRSA. That's what your strippers get when you touch them. They have MRSA on their skin.
Speaking of strippers,
let's be honest. She's a go-go dancer, and that is different than a stripper.
That is different.
Because I will say, for men, go-go dancers are basically strippers.
Carl, what's the difference between a go-go dancer and a stripper, please?
$25 and a lap dance.
You better not know this answer, Carl.
But for our listeners, I know there's someone that's going to post, what is the difference between a go-go dancer and a stripper?
A go-go dancer doesn't really, especially for women and in clubs, they're not taking off their clothes and they're not going naked.
They're just kind of like, I feel like go-go dancers are more scenery in bars. Like they're dancing and setting the vibe. Because y'all, I know a go-go dancer. I love a go-go dancer.
You love a go-go dancer.
Oh, I do.
For male go-go dancers, you're basically seeing everything though.
Well, but then a stripper is like striptease, taking off, and usually does go-go dance. To be honest, no offense to go-go dancers, but go-go dancers are usually just kind of dancing around and shaking their ass. If I'm wrong and I upset you, go-go
they're living their dance life.
But strippers really fucking work for it. They're dancing on poles. They're climbing up. They're climbing down.
I do feel like strippers is more of a contractor work, an independent contractor work. And
something I never thought you would say on our show.
And go-go dancers, you are hired by the club. And with a stripper, I would imagine your goal is to get as much money as you can by taking off things and probably going. And I'm sure go-go dancers do this too. You have been bilked out of hundreds of dollars by several go-go dancers. I've seen it.
Thousands.
Thousands. It's actually kind of sad to watch. As the night gets later and he drinks more, and the more they flirt with him, and he touches their penises, the more money he puts in, which there's no real return though.
Y'all, when you win a lot of money on a game show and then you're in your 20s and you go to West Hollywood, you go through that money. I mean, I'm still fine. I don't have to work too hard, but still.
Yeah.
Made some choices.
Let's get back to the show.
Got a couple of STIs too.
Yeah, really?
Worth it.
Brandon, you guys, he lives with his parents. On a farm. Mm-hmm. So he's helping them run the farm, mm-hmm. and they also own a dog breeding kennel, and his parents, Ron and Betty, And they're like, we're very close to him. He's our only son.
Well, for them, we find out later he has other children, but for them, yes.
The only child of the mother, which is going to pay off.
They're older parents, which can be great, but also can be, you know, older parents can sometimes, if she waited, I don't know her story. If she waited a while to have a kid, she probably really was like, this is my one kid, my one baby. Oh my God. If I'm 50 and I have a kid, I'm going to spoil that child.
She's younger than he is though.
Yes.
So she's going to be around. Dad'll kick it in like 15, 20 years.
Then they're left with a bunch of dogs.
That's my mom's story. My mom's going to be a fucking animal hoarder.
She is. So he's eventually going to take over the family business. He is very close to his family. And so that's when we find out his parents did sign him up on a dating app for farmers to try to give him a push because he's never really dated anyone.
Y'all, if your parents are signing you up for farmers only, you need to establish boundaries. Yeah, that's not cool. That means they're trying to take ownership of your love life, and that's wrong.
That either means you're gay or too close to your parents, because if you're gay, you're already too close to your parents.
True.
So, and I don't think Brandon's gay. I just think he's too close to his parents.
I think he's the only child of that mother.
Yeah.
And they haven't, and all the other siblings are older. And so we see that we meet Julia. Julia is the go-go dancer. She's also done pageants. She's done bodybuilding.
She's a
seeker.
I love a pageant queen, y'all. Y'all, pageant queens fucking work for that shit.
They do. We know that she's quite determined.
Yeah.
From this
very competitive.
And the first time they met on some kind of video app or something, and she says, he said, "You look like my future wife," which is the title of this episode.
Which is the perfect thing to say from someone
from Russia.
Yeah.
Now, this being said, I want to give props to Brandon and his family, because they have done their due diligence. She was denied the visitor visa for who knows why, but they went to Iceland and he proposed. So he was like cool boy in Iceland. He was away from his parents. He was like, no rules.
Let's fuck in the ice.
But this is the thing. The parents probably said, Can we meet her parents? Let's meet the whole family so we can actually meet her before you bring her here. Well played, parents. No, usually the parents are like, oh, what the fuck is this? Who is this?
Well, I was shocked that Brandon later says that he paid for all those trips and he paid for her to go to France, because the parents have been paying a lot we talk about this later, but y'all, I love this, but parents pay, and I would do this. Parents often say, oh, I'll pay for that, honey. But they're paying for that because mom wants to control it.
Yeah, that's a poison pen. It's whenever my mother says, for a flight, I'll pay for it. It sounds
like her when she says,
I'll pay for it. If you come home, I'll pay for it, honey. Jaybird. Cool.
And you know what that means? That means anytime you say, hey, mom, I'm going to go spend the day with my friend, Jonathan in like Greenville. And she'll say, cool.
When will you be home? I just thought I could spend some time with you.
Since I thought I paid for the flight, I guess, can I get prorated on this day?
Yeah. She would be like Sean from Lalu saying, well, I spent $50,000 on him.
Dude,
you got to quit talking about your $50,000. You don't owe me, dude.
Lalu this week was so, on last Friday, was so good.
Oh, because
that show's
really good.
Because
Destiny has two other fiancés.
Of course.
Because of course she does. Because she's a fucking feral cat.
And D-Mark has an OnlyFans and it's worth it.
D-Mark, supposedly,
yeah.
Someone sent us, I think it was someone from the squad.
Chain has an OnlyFans.
Chain. Chain. Chang has an OnlyFans and he fucks Lacey. I need to know how big that dick is because I think it is big.
I don't want to see him do stuff with Lacey. No offense to Lacey. That's just not my jam.
There, someone sent us a picture and someone of Lacey and someone said, that's a lot of vulva.
Wow. I didn't say it for once. Vulva. She looks like
that was one of our sissies sent us to us. But I laughed at the phrase, that's a lot of vulva.
Lacey, don't you think she looks like Detox Icunt?
Yes. I don't know if it was, I thought it was Detox a Cunt, but maybe it's Icunt.
Oh, Detox a Cunt. Anyway, that's her name, y'all. She's a drag queen.
She's had a lot of work done. Race.
But they look very similar to me, anyway.
Well, Lacey's had a lot of work done.
Chang.
John.
That's why I don't think I want to have them have sex. It's not because I don't think women are beautiful. It's because I don't want to hear her voice. I bet it sounds like a cat in heat. Not that I sound any better.
I think for me, it's a question of lots of overly tanned skin. And I'm seeing angles that I don't necessarily care to see.
I bet you sound like a witch casting a spell in a coven.
And then I go,
I'm done.
That's the logical progression.
That's the logical.
And I just say, I'm done at the end.
I'm done. Anyway, okay, where the hell are we? This is gonna be a long episode.
So, Julia, his parents met her parents and her in France.
I was amazed by that.
But the parents still don't know if all her intentions are good. They've met her several times now. This is much better than a Devin and Ji-hoon situation, which this story feels the closest like to me, where this is someone who's coming somewhere and they're going to live with their parents, but not for a long time.
But it does sound like, wait a minute, because I knew, when's the ball going to drop? Because they seem so, it seems kind of normal and like they both kind of love each other.
You mean like Julia?
They're meeting in France.
No, the parents are going to complicate this whole thing. The whole story is going to be about Julia versus Betty. The whole story is about who's loyal to who.
Y'all, if you think Janice was a problem in Ari's life, get the fuck ready.
Ready for Betty.
Ready for Betty.
So, anyway.
I love how she always says, even bad things. She was like, oh, but honey, she's a go-go dancer. She's always so...
Yeah, passive aggressive. Lots of passive aggression.
I finally have a big boy room. I've just been telling my knitting group for 20 years, I wish you'd grow the fuck up. Oh, you're so handsome.
Yeah, it's going to be rough.
It's true. So,
and Julia, but he's been paying for everything, but Julia's out of work.
Yes.
And currently. And
COVID, I guess clubs are closed.
Yeah. And also, mom
he hasn't. Go ahead. Quit. I'm sorry. Hasn't told her. They're cleaning out his room because he's going to have his room. But then Julia is going to be in her own room. And she doesn't know this yet, y'all.
She also doesn't know that he's kind of thinking about spending the whole 90 days there at his parents' farm. And she thinks they're going to get out as soon as possible. It's like a Devin and Ji-hoon situation.
Man, I got to get out of this town. Out of this town.
It's gonna be ugly.
And out. Oh, wait, you're not leaving.
And he even says, well, she's like, do you think you can convince Julia to be a farm girl? And she's like, well, she's more of a city girl at heart. Well, I think she'll take an interest in farming.
Cut to Julia and Brandon Skyping, and she's like, look at all my luggage. It's not fun. I can't bring all this. You buy me more.
Yeah, she does say that whatever I can't take, you buy me.
And she said, we stayed at your parents for a little time. Little time.
Little time. Very little time we stay at your parents. He's like,
she's gorgeous, I have to say. Yeah, they're a gorgeous couple.
Both of the Yara's Ukrainian, I believe.
Yeah, yeah, they're both gorgeous. And Natalie is beautiful, except when her eyes get crazy.
I fucking love Cuckoo Natalie. I'm so glad she's back. She's already doing cuckoo shit, too.
You'll be nice to me.
You'll be nice to me.
So Brandon has almost spent $10,000 in 7 months.
Yeah.
Y'all. So they're getting all this new. He's got his big boy room. And then suddenly, you guys, my family talks about everything. As Poodle says all the time, your family has no boundaries.
Yours, they have none.
I'm just going to say something. This conversation with Brandon's parents about her being on birth control made me uncomfortable.
It was awful. Just starting it. And also, he should have been like, so she's folding his clothes, by the way, and they've already mentioned his blankie. And so the mom and dad, by the way, are going to the airport to meet her. And they're going to spend the weekend in D.C. They don't even get time alone. But the one thing, the good thing is they can spend time in the hotel so he can fuck her, which is a good thing.
Which they're paying for that. It's almost like they're giving him a bone, literally.
Yeah. But they're saying, she's like, you haven't told her about what, is she on birth control? Blah, blah, blah. We need to talk about her birth control. And I would said, no, you don't. That is our conversation. And anyway, he says, this is so ridiculous. I don't really want to take on that kind of responsibility. And then he basically says, we're not being safe. You know, it's like, and so there, that means no condoms. And the parents, even the dad's like, well, that's crazy. Well, it's a terrible idea. Take responsibility for your own sexual health, even if your boyfriend won't.
That's what I wanted to say is the conversation should be more about, and they kind of allude, but it should be about him wearing condoms, not what she is doing with her body.
But I'm even saying for her, I'm not saying like rhythm method or withdrawal or whatever, but she needs to be, she's like, oh, he's suggested birth control. And he's like, and she said, no, I don't like to put anything else in my body. And boy, this is just a terrible idea. You can see where it's already going. No. And I feel like even for she knows he's so childish and just wants to fuck all the time. And now that he's had condomless sex, it just, I can't wait.
I took that man.
Yeah.
And I told him, we don't do condoms where I'm from in Ohio. No. We take that condom off and we do it skin to skin.
Flesh. Stop, baby girl.
To flesh. We're going to roar, dog. We're going to roar, dog, because that's the American raw dog way.
No, ba 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 ba. I fully expected her parent, the father, to ask things like, well, if you're not using condoms, are you coming inside her?
Yeah. Are you spraying her stomach, son?
I mean, hopefully you're going to spray on her face.
Are you pearl necklacing her?
And Mom's like, dear, maybe you could just do anal for a while.
Yeah, it was so involved.
With that horrible discussion about sexual habits for the boy who we don't necessarily need to know about, the boy who lived as a man, we're going to take a little break.
Want to get a chiseled look in the jawline? Sculpt and shape your jawline with added volume from Juvederm Volux XC. Juvederm Volux XC is an injectable gel specifically designed to be robust enough to improve moderate to severe loss of jawline definition. And it is the first and only hyaluronic acid filler approved for the jawline.
Add volume to your jawline for a chiseled look with Juvederm Volux XC.
For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com.
That's J-U-V-E-D-E-R-M.com.
Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching.
There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring.
Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Visit Juvederm.com.
That's Juvederm.com.
The minute you walked in the joint, I could see you were a man of distinction, a real big spender.
Uh-oh, y'all. Poodle is singing seductive songs. That must mean we're about to go out on tour again. Ugh, sissy husbands, beware.
Whatever Poodle wants, Poodle gets. Well, you're right about one thing, Maddie. We are going out on tour, but that's not the only reason I'm positively randy. I have spring fever.
Is that something that a trip to the clinic or an antibiotic can fix?
Afraid not. When Piano Cat senses the weather getting warmer, she knows it's time to jettison those jackets and sweaters for items that show a little more skin.
Well, I hate to tell you, Poods, but you still have to cover up a little with those tour costumes. In Chicago, you were actually cited for obscenity.
Fascists! I will wear what I want and no one can stop Poodle Boudreaux!
They said next time it would be a $1,000 fine.
Maybe I could cover up a little bit. Leave something to the men's imaginations, but I don't want to wear too much. You know how I get hot.
Well, Piano Cat, I think it's your lucky day. Have you seen the new spring stuff at Quince? They have all the seasonal must-haves, like 100% European linen shirts from $30, performance polos, and versatile flow-knit activewear.
Ooh, I love those Quince performance polos. They're so soft and sumptuous, and they cup my body in all the right places. They're also great for when my daddy and I do country club tennis role play. Mixed doubles indeed.
Wow. As I was saying, with Quince, you can say goodbye to wasting money on clothes that would only last one season. They've got high-quality pieces that never go out of style that you'll be wearing year after year. I love my blue cashmere hoodie. It's perfect for warm spring days and cool spring nights.
And people can't stop complimenting me on my leather cafe racer jacket that I've been wearing on our live shows. It's super chic and fitted and perfect for keeping me warm in those drafty northeastern backstage areas.
And the best part, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing practices, along with premium fabrics and finishes.
I love that. But Maddie, I don't think that Quince has cured my spring fever. It's only made it worse. Bring on the men.
Yike. Sissies, upgrade your wardrobe. Go to quince.com/realitygaze for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns.
That's quince.com/realitygaze to get free shipping and 365-day returns.
quince.com/realitygaze. Poodle, you know when you're listening to a song on the radio and you get the profound feeling that the song playing was written about you?
Oh, it's not a feeling. I know a lot of songs are written about me.
What?
Yeah, when they get a little bite of Poodle, it's hard to let go. There are too many songs to even elaborate on.
That's fine. You don't have to tell us about them.
You know, the song The Scientist? About me.
You slept with Chris Martin?
Coldplay.
I know he's from Coldplay.
No, I slept with Coldplay. All of them. Keep up. Lionel Richie, he was stuck on me from the very beginning. Who do you think suggested Nicole should go to boarding school?
Okay, we get it. No, Poodle, I bring this up because apparently you know what it's like to have a song written just for you, but for the rest of us mere mortals.
Your words.
Imagine having the power to gift that same incredible feeling to someone you love with an original song from Songfinch that actually is written just for them. Sissies, Songfinch lets you create an original radio-quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and it lasts forever.
Oh, I love this idea. Flowers die, chocolates melt, but a song is eternal. Unless it's a poorly written song, then bury that thing forever.
Agreed. But I have to say, the songs from Songfinch are really fantastic. They're thoughtful, and they sound like something you would hear on the radio.
Okay, but is it hard to set up? Probably takes a lot of work, right?
Not at all. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
Well, that sounds easy enough.
I know. I just submitted a song request for something I want to use on our tour, and I cannot wait to get it back. And based on the sample recordings I heard when I was choosing the singer, it's going to be so good. I also love that they had unique add-ons that make the gift even more special, like a vinyl record of your song or a one-of-a-kind art piece made from your lyrics. Or you could even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Well, Maddie, I want to have a song written about me.
But Poodle, you just said you had.
I want more.
Hush. Sissies, whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, or an upcoming graduation or wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their songs to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gift it to can listen to it anywhere, anytime. Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us too. songfinch.com/realitygaze.
You know, Maddie, this reminds me, you know that song from the Four Tops, Can't Help Myself?
Oh, I love that song. Sugar Pie Honey Bunch.
Yep, about me. And the funny thing is, they really are Four Tops.
And we're back.
I'm glad your phone just vibrated right when we said, and we're back. Could you tell them that you'll look at their dick pic later? Can you?
It wasn't a trick, a trickst, as we say, for texting. So they're going to pick her up, you guys. They're going to pick up Julia. And Mom is fucking out of her mind. She's like, I can't believe it snowed. It's like a blah, blah, blah. The thing is, and I'm like, and I wrote down, shut the fuck up. She's so positive. Even Dad is like, yay.
She is.
Oh, it's wonderful.
She kind of reminds me like.
She's my worst
she's
nightmare.
Kind of like if Corey's mom took Ritalin.
Also, do you notice she looks just like him? Like, it's extreme.
Again, like Corey's mom, they look just alike.
Yeah. So the last thing we'll say about
people look like their parents because people we're selfish and narcissistic by instinct, and therefore if we see a child that looks like us, we love them more.
You just figured that out?
I just figured that out. I just had a little, oh.
Yeah, that's an evolutionary thing.
Yeah, I think maybe Mr. Stinson said that, but then I forgot. But he also told us the Civil War was about states' rights and civics. So I knew then not to listen to him.
Y'all, if you want to talk to us about that,
I didn't even mean to cross promote, but yes, go ahead.
We talked a lot about that on our Southern Charm podcast this past week.
You know what? I am going to pat ourselves on the back about that.
We've got a lot of good feedback about it. People have said not good feedback, but just feedback in general about saying thank you for talking about your experience because I talked about my experience growing up in South Carolina, being taught that the Civil War was fought over states' rights, not slavery. And I read and learned later on that it wasn't. And I did not like learning that. And now I have a completely different opinion.
Because that's kind of what was going on in the episode. So, y'all, if you want to talk about that and dialogue about that, y'all, you can still come at us in our Twitter and our Instagram at 90 Day Gays. All right, continue.
So Mom's on some kind of uppers. Yeah. And she's on the way there, and she gets a call with a very staged call. This is one of the best kind of 90 day devices when they get a call. Oh, who is it? Oh, it's my doctor. Oh. And doctor, I know my son is having someone come over from another country, and she doesn't have birth control. What are we going to do? And he's just sitting in the back seat playing a fucking game. And
he's late 20s.
And she even says, the little boy's in the back of the car playing his game.
Which is why they're so terrified that he's going to knock up his girlfriend, because they're like, you are not even close.
He's a man child. Yep. And they're saying, well, hopefully Julia's going to be a good move when we pick her up. We don't want a repeat of France. Because apparently Julia was a terror.
This is where I was like, remember when I said earlier, I said, this seems so normal. And then I went, oh, now we're not normal. Because
no, this is going to be, this has all the hallmarks of a good 90 day story.
It's got
a man who has no plan.
Tell us, Stefan, what's in this story?
So the hottest story of 90 Day Gays is this. Is this club has everything. This story has everything.
What's the name of this club?
Ventriloquist Dummy Secrets. it's got everything. A boy, man child with no plan. Someone who's living with his parents. A crazy Russian girl who may or may not be a stripper, and overprotecting parents who care about her pussy. All of it. Everything. Yeah. It's going to be fantastic. Oh, and he's a pest technician.
And every Saturday night is dog night, where men dress up as German shepherds and shit on the floor. And someone has to clean it up and bitch about it.
Yeah, that's all I basically have about them. It's going to be, y'all, it's going to be a ride.
It's going to be a ride.
It's going to be a ride.
Wait, did I talk about Brandy?
Speak, sorry, Boo Boo. Speak,
good dog. I think I wrote. I was like Sarah and Klein. I wrote the wrong notes on the wrong person.
That's Jovi.
Yeah, that's where I wrote.
Y'all, I can't wait to talk about
y'all,
that mess.
Jovi.
Now I have. I said that Brandon and Julia are going to be entertaining. Y'all, Jovi and Yara are going to be get your popcorn.
Yeah,
get ready.
Jovi is, I just want to say this about him, and I just want to say one thing that I called. I went,
we're going to talk about Rebecca.
I know,
Zied,
I just
though.
Want to say one thing. Okay. I was like, in his picture, he has abs. He does not have abs now, and she's going to be upset about that.
He's spent too much on bourbon. He's just a regular Bourbon Street douchebag.
Yeah, she is.
Like, that's him.
Let's talk about
we're going to talk about Jovi and Yara next episode. We're going to talk about Rekha and
Zied.
So much. I
just want everybody to take a pause and listen. If you hear screaming up north, that's Andrea Simpson, who is fucking freaking out because she is ready. Y'all,
and Aaron Martin. Yeah,
Aaron Martin and Andrea, they fucking... Zied rocks their clock, tick tock, don't stop till
now,
it drops.
I will say we've seen previews. His haircut, I had this haircut about 10 years ago and it worked really well for me. But it's so cute on him. He looks great.
I knew I was going to be happy. I did not realize I was going to be this happy to see Rebecca worried chewing on her jaw.
Oh,
it was like coming home
the whole time.
She's so worried.
I was so happy to see her. She looks great. I think she is.
Y'all, come at me. You can love your Devins with your face plastic surgery and their horrible documentaries that make you want to walk off a bridge.
Oh, it's a propaganda film.
It's so bad. It's just to like try to. I don't think Ji-hoon did fucking shit anyway, but I think Rebecca is one of, if not, I feel like her and Erica are super tied for like some of the most beautiful people from 90 Day Fiancé.
I think even more than just beautiful person, in person or looks, she's lovely.
You know what?
She thinks about, she has a little bit of circumspection. And I love that about her.
But yet at the same time, she still makes bad choices, which is good TV.
Yeah. I agree. And I love that she's inked over every fucking inch of her body.
And so what I love about Rebecca is, y'all, she's 49. She was like, I'm 47. Wait, no, I'm 49. I love that Rebecca's not above the work. Rebecca will work her ass off.
Well, she even says she's a perfectionist.
But I mean, she's working
now. She's the general manager of that chicken place.
Tell me you didn't want chicken and waffles.
Oh, yes. I agree. Y'all, food service is a really hard job, especially if you're a GM. You're number one, don't do it for long. It makes you bitter. And she won't.
Hopefully. Yeah. And you've got like pimply teenagers who call out because they get high or drunk. And you're fucking going up to your restaurant serving waffles.
Never done that before.
Never called out before. Anyway, I love that she's working her ass off.
So much love.
So much love. So beautiful.
Rebecca. I didn't know how much I missed him until I saw him. And my heart just like string went ring.
It was like, I was going to say it's like seeing an old family member, but no, it's more enjoyable than that.
And I know he's got some problematic issues. He is kind of controlling, but
he's a good soul. He has a very different culture.
Yeah.
Very different.
She is getting another tat in Arabic. I did not write down what it meant. I'm sorry.
It says something like, you give me life and I life to you.
Something like that. My life for you.
Sorry, y'all. I had a vodka.
I'm glad we're drinking now.
Oh, yeah. Wait, did you not eat your food? You just got food.
I'm not going to eat my food until we're done.
Oh, that means you got pizza.
No, I fucking got a salad, you bitch.
I miss salad. They don't have salad in Oklahoma. God, a Mendocino Farms or a sweet. I'm a basic California bitch.
You are. You're the worst of them.
Oh,
you
really are. When I come to California, I'm like going to Bluestone Lane, getting like a fucking oat milk latte. I'm going to Sweet Green. I'm going to like fucking Whole Foods. I'm doing all the shit.
I like how outside Bluestone Lane, because they have you have to like wait for your coffee. And outside Bluestone Lane looks like a fucking methadone clinic right now. They're all like on their phones waiting for their coffee.
That's true.
And it's the bougiest fucking people in the world. It looks like a bougie methadone clinic.
But it's right by Sweet Green.
Yeah.
No, it's perfect.
It really is quite interesting for California right now.
It really is quite interesting. Yes, but it is just so... Y'all, so a lot of this is kind of past. They go, I forget that. Remember their engagement and it was so sweet and it actually like it was in the desert. I think they had one of the best engagements.
Yeah. Will you marry me?
Marry. Even though she found, what did she found in the, what was in the tent? She found something or I forgot.
Didn't she find the ring?
She found something happened. Oh. I don't remember.
It was unnecessary drama. They've been one of the better people. Have liked them.
I think they're more normal, right?
They are. The problem with her is she's had a Middle Eastern younger fiance before, and
Moroccan.
So,
you know why? You know what Rebecca did, y'all? She went and took a spin. On the Dick Riviera. Take it, poodle.
Go on and stick it in at the Dick Riviera.
You get a dick, uncut or cut, small or it's girthy. You all get a love of the Dick Riviera. It's the Dick Riviera.
She did. She loves the Dick Riviera. God bless her.
Rebecca, if you're listening, you like the land where the dicks are big and plentiful.
Because and always uncut.
Because the Ed can fuck.
Miles and miles of uncut dick coastline.
And I would fuck 500 miles and I would fuck 500 more. Ba-da-ba. Anyway, so y'all, okay. So I just love them. I love them. So anyway, but that said, we're going to shade her because this is what I love about Rebecca. She kind of does talk about, she was like, so my old pictures.
She's like, I was experimenting with filters and angles. You know, you have a gift for understatement, honey, because you filtered those pictures worse than Darcy and Stacey. And that's saying something.
She really did. And y'all, if you haven't watched their season of Before the 90 Days, few things is better than seeing Rebecca show up at the airport with Zied wearing a t-shirt with her motherfucking airbrushed face on it.
Her filtered face on it. And he's like, no, it's still better.
It's more beautiful. Time,
she looks like a fucking manga girl because she's filtered it so much.
She really has. So I like that she's doing that less. I think she's realized that. You know what I hope Rebecca's realized?
I've seen her in person. Why does she need to filter anymore?
But I know she does this less on social media. And people have really kind of come for her, but also supportive of her that, like, y'all, social media, or as Sean from Lalu says, social medias. They can be brutal.
Can you elaborate on that social media?
They can be vicious. Y'all, we're not even famous. And now I can feel like I can relate to people that have to deal with stuff. But I have to say, I feel like a lot of support has come. People have told Rebecca, you're so beautiful. Get rid of the filters. And I think that helped her let it go.
And I think it did.
Let it be.
I need to email our merch store. I need to tell Jerry to get that back up.
You do. We need
more Let It Be merch for...
If you've got a Let It Be shirt or a blanket, take a picture of us this holiday time and shoot us a little tweet or Instagram or Facebook at 90 Day Gays.
I'll get real for a second. Y'all, Mother Poodle's really worried that I'm not coming home for Christmas. And I still haven't made my final decision, to be honest.
Oh, wait. Have you not? Because you can leave California. Are you afraid you won't be able to come back?
No,
like come I'm back just to your home.
I'm just kind of worried about traveling. I really am. And
I mean, you're going to leave earlier, I think is what you told me.
Yeah. But you know, she's losing her fucking mind over it.
I think it's worth possibly you dying.
I haven't seen my mother since Thanksgiving of last year.
You could drive.
No.
It'd be a fun trip.
And drive through like mouth breather states. Thank you.
You know what you could do? Because I got them on Amazon. I have goggles. I fly with goggles and I fly with a mask.
I know. You sent me the goggles. I don't think that
did I buy them for you?
I'm not too worried about flying.
Y'all, I just buy things for Poodle like fucking Brandon's mother because I think he needs it.
Let's get back to the show instead of about me. So she's telling Zied, you know, don't like be angry about if they ask questions about my previous marriages. And she started the process to get him a K-1 visa as soon as her season was over. So they've been doing this and he's got his visa, I believe.
She spent a lot of fucking money.
Yeah. She spent like $15,000 or $20,000. Yeah.
And, and also they didn't talk about this. Maybe they haven't talked about this yet. Maybe they'll talk about it next episode. But Zied has been getting his air conditioning license.
HVAC.
Yeah. HVAC in Tunisia. So that way when you guys, I want you to think about this.
Everybody needs HVAC.
Of all the people in 90 Day Fiancé, Zied has been working. So that way as soon as he gets in the United States and is able to work, he'll have an actual skill.
Why no AC work?
Why no AC? Why no AC? He probably gets hot all the time because he's wearing those sweaters.
Yeah, those primary color sweaters.
Exactly. So anyway, y'all, the K-1 visa is approved, and they have one more step. He's got to do the interview in 2 days. And she's kind of like, I'm worried that I married that Moroccan dick, and that's going to throw them off.
And she's chewing on the side of her mouth. She's like just crazy.
Chewing. She's like, you can't get upset about that, Ziad. You can't get upset.
And then, so he's talking, they're talking, and then he talks to someone off camera, and he's like, oh, is that WM? And she comes on. That's his sister, the shady sister. And we saw, and she's like, oh, I get he gets approved. I promise I'll take care of him. Nothing.
You know what? No. I think this is a good time for an impromptu.
I was going to suggest this 90 too.
Day Gays Theater.
Maybe with long notes. That was the first time you've ever done that correctly, and I need to give you props for that.
Well, thank you for that. I'm going to be playing the role of Rebecca because I'm pretty sure didn't I play her last season?
Yeah.
And Poodle is going to be playing the role of the bitch.
I can just drink.
He's going to be playing the role of Win and scene. Yep. Oh, hey, William. How are you? Good to see you. Your eyeshadow looks pretty.
Fine.
You
fine.
Your countenance looks pleasant. I'm happy to see you. Or are you getting excited for Ziad coming over to me, to his love?
No speaking, but judgmental look.
Are your eyes half closed or are you just sneering at me, Wien?
Judgmental look.
Well, I'll take care of him. Don't you worry. I'm going to take care of him. It's good to see you.
Bye. Y'all, this was brutal. That was hashtag not Southern.
Hashtag not Southern.
And she, what? Well, we know that.
You know what?
VM,
let's
VM.
Do, I've just started something. I just came up with an idea. Let's do a 90 Day Gays rewind of what would have happened if these were two Southern women, mainly those two realtors. What were their names? Mary and Leslie from Platteville.
Something like that. Yeah.
Let's just do a read.
Hi, friend. It's good to see you. How are you?
It's so good to see you. I can't wait for my brother to come over the country that he doesn't really know and be with you. I hope you take care of him, girl.
I'm stealing your brother. How you feel? I'm stealing your brother. Just taking him. Not really. Isn't that funny?
No, it's okay if you want to steal him. He's always going to have me, though, first in his heart. You should know that.
Oh, I guess he will. It's good to see. Are you using no skincare? You look less wrinkly.
Oh, that's so thank you for that.
Yeah, you look plump.
I'm doing whatever I can to establish myself in this economy. It's just very different than what you have there. And I wish you all the luck in the world. I'm gonna, you know what? I don't know how I'm gonna do without my brother here. Mm-hmm. And I just hope you make him happy. I pray every night on my rosary you're gonna make him happy.
Okay.
You're going to do that for me? Because I don't know what I would do if he wasn't happy.
I'll take care of him. Don't you worry.
Well, otherwise I'll come and sit outside your house in my car and smoke my Marlboro Reds.
I'd light one up too. Although I quit.
Yeah, that's going to be a problem.
Fuck.
And scene.
Rebecca did quit smoking. I don't know if she got back on it, but she did try to quit.
She did.
By the way, my jaw's already sore because y'all, you don't see this. You're going to see it when we do a live show, but we're method. I'm chewing my jaw the whole time I do, Rebecca. Method.
I will agree. Even with Darcy, I'm like pulling at my chest.
Oh, yeah. I keep like pushing my boobs up. When I, yeah, oh yeah. And like even when I play Darcy, I actually feel like I'm not kidding. I actually imagine my chest expanding to where I barely have a neck because my tits are so big.
Yeah, I agree with you.
Love Darcy.
Love her. I love her.
Darcy and Stacey, we're ready for you to come back. Okay, so anyway, y'all. So now we're going to Rebecca. I love Rebecca. I'm going to say this, and I don't mean this judgmental. I just mean like, I think Rebecca is moving out of her apartment. She's like, I just haven't really found a good place for Ziad and I. And I'm like,
you've been too busy.
Live in like small Podunk, Georgia. This is not like New York City.
To find an apartment.
This does not take a year to find an apartment here. Like it's not like you're in Williamsburg or Brooklyn.
I see her point that I think she's saying that because she doesn't want to seem like she's imposing on her daughter and her boyfriend, but it would be much easier if she moved into their second bedroom.
I think she's saying it because she broke, because she paid for to get his ass over here.
Yeah, I think she's broke.
Because if she's a general manager, which is ironically, you said this and it's so true, such a hard paying job, but probably not a lot of money.
It's a hard job, and the money is dependable, but it's not gonna be a huge income for you. I want to say that Tiffany, we remember Tiffany, you guys. This is Rebecca's daughter, who's very much like her.
I like her too.
And I will say, Tiffany's got a bitch please face that doesn't stop.
Doesn't stop. I feel like. Don't you think we would get really drunk with Tiffany and Rebecca?
Oh, yes. Oh, we'd get ripped. Y'all, come to SoCal when COVID is over. We will have so much fun. And
notice, we're not going to go to Georgia.
I'm having a real crisis right now because my crisis is that I grew up in an area where boys like I wanted to bang Micah. And I know he's not hot, but something in me wants to bang him. And I'm going to ask for help here and ask for prayer warriors.
You know what? I support this because there is something about Micah that makes me want to have sex with him, even though
he's awful.
Ziad's moving to America and needs to accept American ways.
Yeah, he's terrible. I didn't
have a good experience with that.
I fully understand that this makes me seem terrible. And he also,
because they're moving in with Tiffany and Micah, that's her boyfriend.
And the big issue is that Ziad does not want another unmarried man living in the place where she is. And that's completely a result of his religion.
He's Muslim. He's Muslim. Yeah. You don't do that. If they were married, it probably would be
a big deal. Different, I think. Yeah.
He's uncomfortable with Micah being there.
I want to say Tiffany, that Micah is country hot.
Yeah, he's country hot.
Mm-hmm. Like, it's the kind of thing where I'd be at a party with some of my brother's friends and we'd be drinking beer and Micah would be the one left talking to me, talking to the one gay guy. We would sit around. We'd probably go back to his truck. I would give him a blowjob and he would tell me the story of his life.
I don't think it was that far. I feel like he's more kind of like if Lance Bass was fat. And never had a career.
No, he's much hotter than Lance Bass.
No, I think Lance Bass, though, is hot for your hometown and small towns.
Kind of. No, he's got too malleable a face.
He's not cute to me. It's very Mr. Potato Head. Although he's supposed to be very nice. I will say,
Lance Bass, I've heard nothing but good things about him.
I've heard he's like one of the nicest people.
I've only heard that him and his husband are, they can be very clicky. Like all of West Hollywood gays.
I think but you know what? I think when you're, because he's like a very famous gay. You know what I mean?
He is. He's a famous gay.
Like, he's like a C celebrity, but in the gay world, he's like A+.
Oh, he's like A+. Yeah. We have very low standards.
Y'all, when Poodle gets really famous in the gay world, he's not even going to talk to me. I'll have to send a telegraph.
We'll have a mediator. It'll be fine.
Just to speak to Jake.
I will say, he says really shitty, as Rebecca says, caveman-like things like, get over it. He's going to hear more about Christianity than Allah.
That was actually quite bothersome to me.
That triggered me. I understand he's problematic. And sadly, that makes me want to blow him more. And I know that's a problem.
I really have issues.
I'm aware.
I'm okay. Unless he wore a backwards hat. And don't get me started of the hot guy from Mama's Boy who wore a backwards hat this week. The model one.
Oh, God. He's so gorgeous.
He wore a backwards hat. Y'all, one of my missies came at me.
That fucking mother who with a terrible hairstyle.
Y'all came at me with a backwards hat. You see me, and I appreciate it.
But basically, you guys, that's what Zied's worried about. The Tiffany and Micah think that's not a problem. And he's like, well, he's going to have to learn. He needs to set everything in line. And we're going to have – he's going to have to accept everything from – what America's about.
Well, and Tiffany brings up back shade because she says, we're the ones who should be uncomfortable because you've done this before and it's over. And she's not wrong. It's not wrong. Fair.
Yeah.
Like the fact that Tiffany, y'all, I want to think about this. Rebecca married this guy who was younger. Married this guy who was so young, brought him over. This guy like totally was just fucking shitty, totally left her. Tiffany is agreeing for her mom to come live with her. Like, that's a ride or die bitch. That's really sweet.
Yeah, and I think... But I think they're more like... She even said that we're more like sisters than mother and daughter. And I was really struck by Rebecca saying, I just want someone to tell me, I'm happy for you. I support you in this. I'm happy for you. I'm happy that you have this. She's like, everything is coming at me from all levels, and I just want someone to say, I support your relationship.
Rebecca, we support your relationship.
We support you.
We're happy for you. We think you're doing...
You got that big uncut dick. It's all good.
Yes, we think you're doing the right thing. You do that. You ride that D. Gonna ride that D to Dick Town.
It's the Dick Riviera. So you guys, that's two of our,
we talked a lot, four.
We had to talk
Sorry,
a lot.
Y'all. Jake wouldn't shut up this episode.
Yeah, it's my fault. You're right. I have desperately tried to get us on topic. Desperately. For those who sympathize with me about trying to get us on topic, you can always DM me and saying I hear you from all kinds of fucking Ardmore stories. But you guys, we're going to be back tomorrow on an episode. We're going to talk about fucking Jovi, Cajun Queen, and Yara, as well as Big Mike and Nathalie.
I just want to make a distinction. Now this season, he's called Uncle Bo.
We will never call him Uncle Bo. We will call him Bojangles.
Y'all, because...
I'm still here, bitches.
I miss Uncle Bojangles.
I miss that. Just unleashed something in me that I did not know I missed.
I cannot wait to do a 90 Day Theater as you as Bojangles and me as Natalie. That's going to be one of the best things I've ever done in my life.
Yeah, and y'all, Cousin Olga is auditing this. She's up for it.
That raven is flying somewhere. So you guys, y'all, you guys, you ladies, you humans, we don't need to put gender on it. You beautiful people out there. Thank you so much for listening. For now, you can go to the website, 90 Day Gays. That's going to change at the beginning of January. We did have somebody email us and say, can y'all extend things longer? We can't. We've got to go through these. Yeah. So if you didn't submit a name, now do the Google. If you really want to do it, you can tweet us on Instagram, but it probably won't be counted. But you can
Unless it's really good. It better be really fucking good.
If it's really good, Instagram or Twitter message us. And if it's good, then fuck it. Yeah, you win. But anyway, we appreciate y'all so much. We've got a lot of stuff coming this week. And again, we're trying to get everything out on time. again, I'm kind of the one that
he may have a finger up his dad's ass.
Even this, I told Poodle I'd be back in 5 minutes, and I was back 30 minutes later because my dad was up, and
so, I just sat here and jerked off,
basically. So anyway, y'all, we're gonna try to put things out on time as always. If they're not, give us some grace because it's just we're trying to do that.
Or fuck off. That's the way.
And you know
I
what?
Am now.
And again, I just want to say specifically, I had so many sissies come to me this week and say, you're dealing with a lot this week, and they're caregivers as well. A lot of caregiving sissies. So I just want to, dedicate this episode, if that's okay with you, to our sissy caregivers, because
it's not, but that's fine. No, it is. You just laugh like Bojangles.
Anyway, y'all, we caregivers, we see you. We are here for you. We hope that this was an hour of joy for you.
And our frontline workers, especially.
Yes, we love y'all. If you were sitting listening to this while your parent got chemo or this and surgery or whatever, come at us and let us know. Yep. We love you and we're thinking of you. Poodle, the Poodle Home Collection is going strong.
Ugh, y'all, I could not be more grateful for the Poodle Home Collection.
I mean, we've made $10. We've never made that much from merch.
No, it makes me feel better that word art is finally getting real. That, you know, I don't give a shit about money. I don't give a shit. The Poodle Home Collection was not designed to make money. It was designed to banish shitty word art from the universe.
That's true, and we don't make money from it, so that's great.
We don't.
We don't. But you can go to the merch store. You can also go, for some of you who have emailed us and looking, you're buying significant others, you can go to 90daygets.com. There's a merch store link. You can click on that. You can also, I've got so many to do, I know you too, come at us on Cameo.
Poodle, Cameo.
Poodle's doing those Civil War letters, and y'all,
I have to do two tonight.
He has the wig and he has the bonnet. Come at him with your Christmas cards because what is her name? Dame
her
Poodle.
Name is Dame Ethel Poodle Havisham.
Dame Ethel Poodle Havisham is reading some Christmas cards.
We should call it a Christmas letter. We should call it a Christmas letter.
Yes. Yeah. So if you want to send your holiday the gift that keeps on telling them to fuck off, then hire Poodle on Cameo.
The gift that keeps on itching like an STD.
It's true. You can find him at Jake It or Fake It, and you can find me at TheMattMar, 2 T's, 2 R's. And again, jump at us, and we're on break right now, but you can still, I think you'll still buy on Friday, you'll be able to join the Sissy Squad.
You can't join right now because we're paused.
We have a lot of fun in there. And Poodle, I think that's all of our little.
That's it.
You guys, we'll see you on part 2 of 90 Day Fiancé. Oh,
coming up tomorrow.
Cannot wait. Thank you for sticking with us. And you guys, we call these people lonely hearts because, Poodle, aren't we all just lonely, lonely, lonely hearts chewing our mouths and looking for love?
Oh, yes. Yes. And if you hate condoms as much as Brandon does,
call us.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.